of God and how it's manifested in our lives, things that comes in and comes out. But I want to focus on one of the fruits. One of the fruits. I know we focused just a little bit on the number one. We said the fruit of the Spirit is in Galatians chapter 5. It says love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And we looked at love and went to 1 Corinthians 13 and went to joy. And then we parked in a little bit of time in Philippians. Let's look at peace here just for just a few moments. We ain't got much time, but we're going to park here just for a little bit. One of the fruit of the Spirit, and remember this is, these are all together, all at the same times abiding in our life. When we allow the fullness of Christ to have His will and way. And God give me a thought, you know, Jesus takes up residency in our heart, but we don't allow Him to be president of our heart. You see what I'm saying? Allow Him to be, just have His will made in every aspect of our life. Every decision we make that God could help us and to make those decisions concerning everything in our life. Not just some things, not just here this Sunday morning, but more than anything, tomorrow morning. While we're at work or when people we're in contact with. That's when the tire meets the road, and that's when God starts, whatever happens here, happens out there. The proof's in the pudding. Let, allow God to work here. So let's look here real quick and at peace. And I looked the word up in Galatians here, how it's used. I ain't going to try to pronounce the Greek or nothing like that, but just the meaning of it. It says the implication of prosperity. What kind of prosperity is he talking about? Well, you look at them together. The love, joy, peace, that's the prosperity. That's the abounding love of God. That's that overwhelming outpouring of the Spirit of God through us that God's shining out of us. That's that part of that radiant light. We said, let your light so shine. Those are things God does within that people see without. They see this. They know when you're at peace. They know when you're a mess. They know when you're, boy, something's wrong, Brother Hall, today. He just ain't with you. They know. Because they know who you are. They're with you every day. And so it's people you have contact with. That school. They know. And boy, David, I thought he was a churchgoer. You know, they'll say things like that because they're expecting a certain attitude from us. They're expecting a certain radiance from our life. I can go to a bar on Friday night, and I ain't going to go there. Don't say I am. But Brother Hall's going to bars on Friday night. I don't want to hear that. But you can go to pick the guy at the end of the bar that's slobbering on himself and get him enough to where he's talking and says, how should a Christian live? You know, he'll surprise you what comes out of his mouth. He'll nail a lot of things that he's expecting to see from us. And a lot of it, I can probably give you scripture to help it along. He's expecting us to go through our trials without bickering, complaining. And this is where this peace comes in, this peace. Let's look at it. So it means implication of prosperity, literally or figuratively. Now listen. One with peace, quietness, rest. You're set at one again. In other words, you're set with yourself again. In other words, something's come in your life. It's like Pastor. He's been through, boom, there's one trial. Boom, here comes another one. You know, and he's and the water stirred up. Uh-oh. And the water's stirred up again, and it's all muddied up again, and the peace of God comes in and calms everything back down. And all eyes is upon Him. How's He doing? You know, they're eyeballing you, they're watching, and you can tell if the water's rippled, and you can tell if the waves are crashing. You can tell if this, someone, when the sails are getting torn a little bit, or the ship's starting to rock. Everybody with me? Okay. So we watch those things, and we're with one another. Because each time each one of us goes through a trial, we encourage one another what we're going through. Because each thing that happens, people are watching, we're watching one another, And believe it or not, I'm feeding off of it. I don't enjoy seeing someone go through a trial, but I get encouragement from it. Because it helps me when I go through one. Something comes to my life, I don't understand, you know, but I just, boy, this helps me just to rest in God. And that those are things we edify, we lift up one another and build one another up in the things of God. So with that quietness, that rest, that peace that passes all understanding, let's look at some. Look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. Now, I love this, and we need to really just plant ourselves here and just really let this soak in. Because this is part of this peace that is part of the fruit of the Spirit that is manifested by the Holy Ghost being evident in our lives. That's why it said, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but ye be filled with the Spirit of God. And that being filled is allowing these fruits, this manifestation of the Spirit of God to shine out of our lives, and these things will be seen. And we got love, joy, and we're just looking here at peace. Look at it. Let's look what it says. And let the peace of God, which passes all some understanding, it said all understanding, shall, did it say maybe? It said, shall. I love it when in the Word of God, if you just park there, it's just like, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in Him shall not perish. Boy, I love that word where it says shall, because God does something, you cannot change it. God puts His signature on it. God's in control. So we say, let the peace of God, which passes all understanding. Sometimes in the trials, and you get that peace that passes understanding, you're saying, you know where it's coming from. Say, Lord, I don't understand it. I ought to be on the floor. I ought to be a mess. But somehow there's peace in my heart. Somehow there's joy in my heart. Somehow there's understanding in my mind. And God's just wrapping His love and His arms around us. It just passes all understanding. Shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. This word, I believe here, this passage to, listen, this word passes means to excel superior, it's better, it's higher, it's supreme. Now let's read it again. And let the peace of God, which is superior to all understanding, in other words, anything man can then conjure up, it's past all that. It's past anything man could ever think of or we could go through. God's understanding, He passes that. It's past that. And so let's look at the other one. So it passes all understanding. It's better. It's higher than all understanding. It's more supreme than any other understanding. So God, in His, this peace that He gives, it's past anything. It's immeasurable. It's uncontainable, because it'd be a sin to compare it to anything here on earth. It really would. It'd be like saying, it's better than this. It's there's no words to describe, because it says it's past all, not some, all understanding. So does it got a height to it? Nope. Does it got a level of superiority to it? Nope. Does it got a place where it just tops off and it supremes out? Nope, it just keeps on. It's peace that only God can give. Anybody ever experienced anything like that in their lives? One, two, three. When you know when God's just flooding in and and you ought to be a mess, but somehow God is just come in and just settled your heart, settled your mind, and God's just showed Himself. He shows Himself out. And there's no understanding for it. You getting it? There's no understanding. It's past. It's above. It's supreme. It's superior to any other understanding. It's above anything else this world can do for it. And Satan, Brother Bob, Satan, he's got that false piece that he tries to throw in too. He's a clever disguiser, an imitator. He's an agitator. He's a dictator. Oh my goodness, we're going to get going here. He sure is. And he uses those things to discourage us, to mend us up. And you know what? Something else the devil does. He don't look for the strong one. He looks the one off on the side, sneaking. He looks for the one that's not stronger than anybody else. And sometimes a leader of a pack, if he can knock the leader down, and who's he go for? He goes for his wife, the weaker vessel. And just because she's weaker, just that's what the Bible says. So, because if the devil gets her down, it's going to get him down. So the devil attacks in all kinds of manner and forms, and it's just amazing. The spiritual warfare we're in. And let the peace of God which passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Look at John 14, 27. I love this. It's Jesus speaking. He said, peace I leave with you, my peace. Now, notice how he goes. He goes, my peace I give unto you. Now, remember, this is personal. What kind of peace did Jesus have? Did anything rile him up? One time I seen him riled up. That's when they turned this father's house into a house of merchandise. And he cleaned the house out, got the junk out because they were selling, making money, making merchandise at the house of God. And he throwed everything out. But Jesus, he had a handle on this, didn't he? He says, my peace. So the same peace Jesus had. Now remember, he is 100% God, 100% man. 100% man, and being 100% God, he knew what he was going to suffer. Just at Pilate's home. And not just the physical, but the mental abuse. You know, the day before, they're throwing reeds out, crying, Hosanna, King of the Jews! Hail, Hosanna, King of the Jews! And they're worshiping him. And he's riding in. And the next thing, these same people are crying out, crucify him! Crucify him! How it had to just rend his heart. But he says, my peace I give to you. We have access to the same peace that sustained Christ. We have access to. How is that possible? Because of the Holy Ghost of God. That dwells and lives in, if we allow Him to reign in every believer, we have that inside us. That peace is my peace I give unto you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give. Not as the world give it. He clears it up real quick. Not like the world wants to give you. Give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And of all things, he knows what's getting ready to happen. He done knows. It's in his mind. It's in his heart. Where'd he go from here? There, he's getting ready to go pray right before he's arrested. And think of this. He knows what's getting ready to come up. And his sweat become his blood. I mean, the anguish of his heart and his mind as he strained and gritted. And tried to say, Lord, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me, but nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And he's asking the Lord, the Father, to take it away, but nevertheless, he goes, I gotta do this because of you, because of me. My peace, he says, I leave with you. Peace. A supernatural peace that comes from God. God, help us. And real quick, Isaiah 26, verse 3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. Now, did he say some peace? No, it said perfect peace. In other words, there's nothing you can add to it. Thou wilt keep him, protect him, stay him in a place of peace. Why? And it tells why. Because what? Whose mind is stayed on thee. His mind don't get thrown off. You know, we start worrying, complaining, fretting, our mind's off him. Our mind is off the Lord when we start coveting, whatever. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind... You need peace? Perfect peace? Keep your mind on him. That's good to keep a hold of. That's part of the fruit of the Spirit manifesting as we allow him. Say, I ain't got that. I don't understand that. I don't have that in my life. Have you surrendered to him? Because that's the hold up. Or maybe, have you been saved? Have you been regenerated? Have you been born again? Because that's a manifestation of the Spirit of God himself living inside you. That peace. The world needs to see it. The world needs to see us go through no matter what. See us just keep on keeping on for Jesus. Let's pray. Father, dear God, we love you. Thank you for your word. Thank you, dear God, that you have peace that passes all understanding. Lord, thank you that you just didn't give us any peace. You give us your peace that sustained you, Lord. And you give it to us. And Lord, we can have perfect peace if our minds just stayed on you. Help us, dear God, I pray. Work a work this month. Preach to preacher, dear God. Stir our hearts, not just stir us, but change us, dear God, that we draw closer to thee. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.